This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest is the former Secretary of Energy, CEO of the Nuclear Threat Initiative, and President of the Energy Futures Initiative. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Secretary Ernest Moniz. There's been so much talk lately about the possibility that Putin might fire off what has called a tactical nuclear weapon or a battlefield nuclear weapon. Mm-hmm. And just seems to me that not enough attention is being paid to the idea of what tactical means versus strategic. And I was hoping you could define that for us, because I feel like this whole subject is just being softened up for us in ways that is just not healthy. We're sort of, it's reducing our resistance to the idea that nuclear weapons would be used by talking about it in these kind of soft terms like tactical or battlefield. What is a tactical nuke?
Yeah, maybe it's best to give you a reference point first.
Okay.
The bomb that exploded in Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. It was about 15,000 tons TNT equivalent, 15 kilotons. Somewhat arbitrary definition, tactical nuclear weapons, one-third that size or less. Mm-hmm. It could be a factor of 10 less, could be even a bit more. But to give you a standard on the other side, mm-hmm. if you go back to the Oklahoma City bombing of mm-hmm. some years ago and the destruction that caused, that was, of course, not a nuclear weapon. That was a fertilizer bomb, basically. Mm-hmm. So no radiation. Mm-hmm. But that was 2 tons, so 10,000 times less than Hiroshima. So it gives you a scale. A small nuclear weapon ain't all that small. I mean, it's still a pretty bad day.
Right. It seems to me like right. the difference is between the worst thing you could think of and the unthinkable. Like, that's the scale. You know, the worst thing yeah. you can imagine and unimaginably horrible. Why do tactical nuclear weapons exist?
So they were introduced by the United States and the Soviet Union, as you said, as something that could be viably used in a battlefield. So you would literally use them against troop concentrations or supply lines and the like. The United States has gotten rid of most of its tactical nuclear weapons. The Soviet Union is not. They've got about 2,000 of them. And Putin's nuclear saber-rattling is certainly very unsettling, to put it mildly. But, you know, he's already crossed a line, even without using the nuclear weapon, as he is essentially threatened to do many times. And the reason is that, you know, the United States and the Soviet Union always took a, what I would say, responsible position, understanding that we had these huge arsenals and that we had to be very careful about managing them. And we had them just to prevent the other side from attacking us.
Right, deterrence yeah. associated deterrence, with the, right, the policy yeah, of mutual right. deterrent destruction.
Whereas Putin now has used it as a coercive tool to invade a non-nuclear weapon state. It's a fundamental change.
And a non-nuclear weapon state specifically gave their nukes to Russia yeah. when the Russian
Soviet,
Federation broke
Soviet
up.
Soviet nuclear weapons returned yes. returned to Russia, exactly.
Yeah.
And I would note that the many, many countries that do not have nuclear weapons certainly pay attention to this, because the fear has always been that until the nuclear weapons states got rid of their nuclear weapons, they could be used exactly that way, as tools of coercion. So one taboo has been broken, but the big taboo against using a nuclear weapon, we hope will hold, obviously, despite the threats.
Well, Today, we learned that Russian military leaders discussed the use of tactical nukes. We have intelligence saying that. And that the upshot of this intel that they have is that these Russian generals believe that Putin is serious about this, even though he has said, no, I would never do that.
Yeah, that military leaders are discussing that is not new. That's been for decades. But what is new is doing it in the context of the president, who has the sole authority to use those weapons, having threatened to use them.
And, did you think we would be here because we both grew up with the looming threat of a strategic exchange of ICBMs and the idea that it's all going to be over tomorrow? That was an ongoing, like, nightmare of my childhood. But I let that go in the mid-90s. Did you imagine we'd be here having a reasonable subject for discussion is what we're talking about right now?
Well, first of all, you're referring back to the duck and cover days.
Exactly.
Under the school desk.
Right, the school desk will save all of us.
Right.
Do we just need to distribute school desks again?
Absolutely, but really thick ones.
Yes.
And I would suggest as well that I think one is seeing a revival of building bomb shelters in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of going back to that time. But your question, look, the Cold War ended, early 90s. There was kind of like a collective exhale. Well, we got past that. The trouble is that there are some new threats, like cyber attacks. Suppose there's a successful cyber attack on the nuclear weapons command system, command and control system. Mm-hmm. What we're worried about is blunder, that nobody means to use the nuclear weapons in a major exchange, but that there's a blunder. Somebody hacks in. Initiates a series of events where, you know, presidents only have minutes to make a decision in terms of what to do. So we're worried about that, which is why we think we have to keep on with lowering the number of weapons, eventually get rid of them, and satisfy our non-proliferation goals.
Who can talk to Putin?
So we think that who can talk to Putin successfully, I mean, many people can talk with Putin, but successfully, yeah, I think you have to start by looking at who does Russia need on his side? Needs China, needs India. They're buying the oil right now from Russia. Maybe you can argue Saudi Arabia and OPEC for the oil markets, you know, et cetera. So the leaders of those countries, and most especially China, could have real sway. And we have argued that if Putin were to use a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, it would be very bad for China's self-interest, because that could lead in uncontrolled ways to their own security environment unraveling. You know, they live in a neighborhood where Japan and South Korea and Taiwan, frankly, all have significant nuclear capabilities. And if they decided that, you know, they had to move towards nuclear weapons, they certainly have the technical capability to do so. So we think China has a self-interest, and President Xi should be talking to his declared friend. Don't cross that line.
Thank you for such a cheerful conversation.
No problem.
Secretary Ernest Moniz, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.